The purpose of this event, this is to celebrate the presidency of 66th session. We connected that event with support of UN women, especially women in conflict, as a contribution from the presidency, especially the issue of women and girls and children is in our top priority.
Syria is a conflict that the United Nations has been occupied with for several months now. Can you tell me your assessment of the situation in Syria?
Well, to tell you frankly, I'm very disappointed. The UN, the General Assembly, Security Council try very hard to convince the Syrian government to stop the violence and start listening to their own people and reach out to them and try to come up with a plan, a new governance, new election, and then nothing happened. And then the General Assembly endorsed a draft resolution in February, which mandated Mr. Kofi Annan to be the international envoy representing United Nations in the Arab League to start his work to convince the Syrian government. And he offered the Syrian government a plan, and the Syrian accepted it. But on the other hand, we don't see any implementation except more bloodshed, more violence. And last week we listened to Mr. Kofi Annan. He is also disappointed, and the Arab League are asking now the Security Council to use Chapter 7 in dealing with the Syrian crisis.
Some people say that Kofi Annan's six-point plan has failed. What do you think?
You see, I cannot say that because we are waiting for him. He's trying very hard. I met with him, and he asked me he need more time to work and try to convince the Syrian government and the opposition to come together. I'm sure if he think that his six-point plan is not working, he will come back to us and he will tell the General Assembly and Security Council that he cannot do his job.
I'm curious about the 300 observers. What has happened to them? What is their role at this point?
You see, if there is no cooperation from the Syrian government, they cannot do their job. And this is what's happening today. They are the Syrian government playing with the words and not telling the truth. I feel really sorry. That was a great chance for the Syrian government to comply with the six-point plan and try to. But unfortunately, what we see things is really very negative.
Maybe we can switch to a slightly more positive subject. Rio Plus 20. What are your expectations?
The Rio Plus 20 conference is very important and very timely, especially today the world is going through a difficult financial crisis, which reflect negative on many issues like poverty, employment, commodities, food security. And also, as you know, there is an agreement that rich countries promises to assist and help the less developed countries. But we see today the crisis not only on the less developed countries, the crisis financial, it's on the rich countries. That's create some more problem for the commitment that happened before. So now there is kind of disagreement between, let's say, European Union and G77 and China. But we are working hard to narrow the gaps and try to reach a compromise that will not let Rio Plus 20 event fail.
Finally, please tell me what you see as the highlight of your presidency as it comes to a close in a few months.
66th session was very challenging. And I believe that without challenge, there is no success. I start from the first day dealing with so many issues, political, economical, social. And I cannot say that I did a great job. That's I leave it to member states to judge and tell us after 17th of September.